Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Jesus said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of Jesus. So I'm thinking from the modern perspective, the perspective of modern parents, Jesus is being nothing short of a little wise guy here. Lucky his mother didn't snatch him by the ear and drag him back to Nazareth. A trip which they now are going to have to make more or less on their own. Heretofore, they'd been with relatives, with friends, traveling in safety. But now they're 5 days behind. And so they're going to have to make the trip pretty much by themselves. But from the cultural perspective of those days, Jesus really was now with his answers and questioning within the temple, really stepping into adulthood. It was a rite of passage, if you will, that could be expected and anticipated, and one which he did in a very excellent way. But perhaps even more than that, from the scriptural point of view, Jesus was behaving very similar to the prophet Samuel, dedicated to God's service and house as a very young person. And you'll notice if you look back on the Old Testament reading and the gospel lesson, Luke uses the same descriptive characteristics of Samuel, the young prophet, to describe Jesus. Increasing in wisdom and in favor with God. So perhaps like Samuel, whose parents had dedicated him to God, Jesus is finding his life not within the boundaries of family, but in service to God, Jesus' heavenly parent. But for Jesus, I believe there's actually a broadening out of his sense of family that's going on here. God's family is beginning to expand outward, beyond mother and father and relatives. Without demeaning his natural family, Jesus is forecasting a greater inclusion. So no wonder Mary is pondering, or it says treasuring in her heart, what might these things mean for her own family, for others, indeed for the world. Is it too much to say that there is through a foreshadowing of a new age, a new world here? Jesus asks, "How is it that you seek me?" Mary has sought him with anxiety, she says. "But you know where to find me." Jesus is in the temple, but here is a rather ironic and curious fact. Jesus' place is never really in the temple again. For he will never be accepted. And as we read the story, I don't think we need to worry so much about the temple, but we need to really ask in our days, is Jesus really, the real Jesus, accepted in the church with the whole story? Jesus says that he must be here. Luke uses that word throughout the gospel. Jesus must be in God's house. And he must do other things that I'll mention later on. Jesus must be in his heavenly parents' house. It's a necessity. It's his purpose. It's why he came. And although he does teach, as you read throughout the scripture or out the story of Luke, he preaches throughout Galilee and Judea, he is never again in the temple until he drives out the money changers and the religious rulers seek to destroy him. The young boy who was lost will be more at home with others who are lost. There's that great story I like to, all the kids like to sing the story about Zacchaeus going up the tree. But Jesus encounters this man of small stature, Zacchaeus, lost in the crowd, but who climbed that sycamine tree to see Jesus, at which Jesus says to him, "I must this day go to your home and have dinner. For the man of heaven came to seek and save the lost. I must be in God's house. I must go to your home, Zacchaeus. I must go to Jerusalem." All of these are of a piece in a way. Jesus is going to Jerusalem because people find their home in him. And the way to Jerusalem was the road, the way to the lost, to the excluded. Jesus' way to Jerusalem is always through his encounters with the lost, our teaching about the lost. You remember the lost coin, the lost sheep, the lost and prodigal son, Zacchaeus himself. Jesus did not get to Jerusalem by roadmap. He followed and sought out the lost, the excluded, the sinner. And who are those? Who are the lost? In our story, it was Mary who felt lost in her anxiety. Having lost her son, she was worried about. I once lost my son, Ike. Or I thought I did, kind of like Mary thought maybe she had. Ike had wanted to go to the YMCA. He's about 7 or 8. And I said, wait, I suspect I was probably writing a sermon. I kind of put him off. And he did wait, but he also disappeared. I didn't know where he was. And when I was finally finished, I look all over for him. House? Huh? Neighborhood? No. Neighbors? No. I go to the Y. Is he there? No. Start calling. Did the whole round again. Couldn't find him. Talk about anxiety, fear, feeling of isolation. I was lost. Kind of like losing life. So anxiety rules in our hearts, as perhaps it must, at least until we are found again. Oh, it turned out he was taking a nap. And he'd covered himself with these huge pillows. I probably passed by him 3 or 4 times, never knew he was there. But the anxiety in my heart was real, kind of like it was for Mary, I suspect. Again, at least until we are found again and we know and trust that the peace of God is in our hearts. I love that phrase, that lesson from Colossians. We use it a lot with marriages as well, that the peace of God rules in our heart rather than anxiety ruling in our heart. But it's not so easy, especially when the worst has happened to us. Jesus must go to Jerusalem, he says, which turns out to be the place of the cross, where the worst does happen. He must go there to stand with those for whom the worst has happened. He ends up there because all along the way, he has made his home with the lost. He ends up there because those fearful of losing what they have reject him, or reject those with whom he has made his home. He must go there to find us all, no matter how we are lost, to bring forgiveness, to bring the promise of life, to bring peace to our hearts. I don't think it's any accident it says that after 3 days, Mary found Jesus. After 3 days, the resurrected Christ finds us once more with forgiveness, love, life, and peace in his heart for us. My experience is that we are living in an age in which fear and anxiety over loss is ruling much of our public life, our inner spirit, our hearts, our public spirit, our public heart. Fear of losing what we have had, or perhaps fear of losing what we hope to have. Call it the American dream, perhaps. Fear of losing our place in society. We are in an age that in fear and anger is disconnecting from God by blaming loss on the lost, the others, immigrants, non-whites, by excluding and disenfranchising, by losing others, all those whom Christ has come to save. Perhaps now we kind of can feel, I think, the wisdom of Mary. Are we not called to follow Mary? To ponder these things in our hearts, to trust the unexpected wisdom of Jesus as Mary does, to trust that with him and in him is the favor and the love of God our Creator, with Mary to seek, to search, even to save, to find Jesus in our lives once again at home where he said he would be. With the lost, with us. Amen.